Bone Boy Speaks, episode 891, The Oil Dependency.
I follow a couple of people in Nigeria on Twitter, and one of the things I saw recently was that actually they're having a fuel shortage, and it's actually having a huge impact on the economy because, well, unlike, say, in the United States, where we primarily are using petroleum products to power our automobiles and you know, delivery trucks and that kind of thing, they actually use it in Nigeria for electricity because there isn't really – I'm not sure if they even have a power grid in Nigeria. Maybe they do, but it's probably not as it's not widely distributed, but people are using gas to power their generators, right? And so they have there were such fuel shortages because I guess some bills went unpaid somewhere, and it was impacting the entire Nigerian economy because fuel simply wasn't being delivered, and so businesses and people were having to basically do without. It was having a huge impact on Nigeria as a country because they just weren't getting fuel, and then since fuel is it seems like the lifeblood of a lot of what happens in Nigeria. That had a huge impact. So, it looks like this is now resolved. But I guess it's part of a bigger problem. I mean, there's definitely folks out there that say we should be using alternate forms of energy and maybe using less oil, and that's not just in not just say in the United States and Europe, but everywhere. But the reality is that petroleum-based products, there's nothing that quite packs the punch that those do. If you look in also just in terms of cost, right? So yeah, there might be some things that could potentially, use similar amounts of power, but they're not nearly as reliable. They're not nearly as, they're not nearly as potent either. I mean, it was funny. I was talking with my daughter last night about, she says, somebody ought to make a solar powered car. It's like, well, yeah, they've made those. And in fact, I even helped work on one a little bit in high school. So we're talking 20 plus years ago, but the technology is such that, we've maybe gained a little bit of efficiency on the conversion from solar to, solar to electric, but then there's the whole storage problem, right? It's like when the solar's good, you can't use all the energy that's coming in, and when there's no solar, there's no energy. So it's kind of there's lots of issues with it, and it doesn't produce the same amount of power either. I mean, this is a problem. Is even places where there's been a whole lot of solar put in, there's the problem of storage. I mean, during sunny days in California, right? I mean, there can be a whole lot of solar energy beaten down on things, but that power can go in, but there's no place to store it for the times when the power is, when the sun's maybe not out as much. And so, like at night. So, this getting rid of our dependence on oil, I think it's a laudable goal, and we should, and I think we should definitely work to reduce the amount of resources we use, no matter what it is, right? Whether it's oil or land or building materials or whatever. Whatever it is, right? I think we should be trying to reduce our footprint overall. Unfortunately, if you want to maintain the same standard of living, oil kind of rules the roost right now. We'd like to get to a point where we could, maybe use less oil or maybe use no oil. That would be fantastic. But I don't think we're there anytime soon. And even if we stop, let's say we find the magic substance, right, that gets us off of oil, that's just going to be another resource that's going to be a thing. So we have to look at a lot of different places and it's going to take some time to get to that point. And so I'm not saying we shouldn't try, but understand that if you want the same standard of living, then this is what you're going to have to do, right? It's you're going to have to continue to use the substance that maybe is not so great. And again, there's probably even debate on that as well, but you just have to use less. And unfortunately, it's the problems of when it's not there. I mean, they show up really bad in Nigeria, I guess, and probably other places around the world. I don't know that it'd have the same impact in, say, like the United States, just because there's a power grid in most places. Maybe people wouldn't drive as much or something, but you'd still, people would still, still would have cars, and I don't know. I mean, it would change the dynamics quite a bit if there was really an oil shortage in the United States, which that could have. I mean, theoretically, it happened in the 70s. It was before I was aware of anything, but I just don't know the answer, guys. It's until we find something that's got the same powerful punch that oil has, just in terms of the amount of energy it unlocks and everything. We're either gonna have to reduce our standard of living somehow. That's the only thing I see is possible if you want to reduce the amount of oil or be much more efficient about our use of it. And I know people are trying to do both of those things, and it's a difficult problem to solve. So good luck to the scientists and the folks that are working on this. But that's just the reality, folks. I don't know how else to say it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.